everyone, and welcome to Cellular Healing TV. I'm your host, Meredith Dykstra, and we are so excited that you're joining us today. We've got a really fun show. This is episode number 139, and today, Dr. Pompa, we have a very special client testimonial. So I know that, you love these shows. It's so fun to, bring this information to people and to share with, those who, have actually gone through it, like you have, Jessica, and, for you to share your story as to how Dr. Pompa has, walked you through the process of cellular healing. So, this is just going to be so fun to talk about today. And before we get started, let me tell you all a little bit about Jessica. So Jessica has a loving husband of 16 years and is the mother of two amazing boys, ages 11 and 14. She has made discovering the truth behind good health a priority in her life. Struggling her entire life with digestion issues, depression, and extreme weight gain and weight loss, she finally turned to food and nutrition to help manage her symptoms instead of medication. This helped, however, getting to the real issue was the key to finally getting her life back. Fortunately, God had a plan, and she put her faith in each open door that he presented. Discovering that heavy metals were creating her symptoms led her down the path to recovery. The day she reached out to Dr. Pompa was the first day of the rest of her life, and she can finally say, after all these years, she feels like the curtain is lifting, and she's finally able to be the person God created her to be. Jessica hopes to inspire others to take their own health to the next level. So, awesome, Jessica. Thanks for joining Cellular Healing TV, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, Jessica, thank you so much. You know, one of the things I always say is I believe it's our duty to tell our story. You know, God gives you, I'm sure you've spent many hours, and I'm honored that always God chooses to use me to answer your prayers. You know, and for whoever that is, you know, I always pray that God sends me the ones he wants me to help and the ones I can help. So I'm honored to serve him in serving you. I always say that. So, but, you know, it's our duty. It's our testimony, I believe, that changes lives, right? It really is about your journey. You know, and I just said before the show started, I read back, you know, just at, like, where you started. And I'll let you bring more life to this, you know, but I'll just read some of these things and then you can talk more in depth about it. But you know, one of the things that when I read and I heard your story originally, I thought, oh my gosh, this is me. You know, you even had thoughts of suicide. So did I. You know, I was depressed. I wanted to die. And these were little things that I jotted down when we talked the very first appointment. And you had some other bizarre things, just like I did. You know, I mean, you had this right eye thing with the red inflammation. You get these flare-ups. You had, you know, which I had weird things going on, similar. You had a reoccurring eczema on your face, on the
yep.
one side. Yep, exactly.
Yep.
You obviously struggled with weight loss resistance. Mm-hmm. You had multiple allergies, hormonal issues, I mean, galore, you know, so did
yeah.
I. You know, and then you had workout intolerance. That was a thing that it crushed me. You know, I would try to work out, and I'd be left more fatigued. I mean, we've had many of those conversations. You know, and then when we look at your exposures, you had some mold exposures all the way back in, I think, 1999.
Yep.
Your amalgams. You had 9 amalgams removed in 2013 and 14 by a biological dentist. You did it right.
Yep.
You had one removed, I think, later, maybe a year later in 2010. You had one crown drilled out wrong. You got sick after that, created fevers and eye twitching and more skin issues.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think you had some braces and retainers that were causing some galvanism. You wore
yeah.
contacts just like I did, early 90s, right? Which
yeah.
was a mercury source. Tetanus shot in 2011 you had a bad reaction to.
Right.
Tip off right there because they still contain mercury. You remodeled. You were in a remodeled home as a kid, which would explain some of your lead levels, which, by the way, that's her lead level, folks, that big black line going off the chart. And I know you had some reactions to detoxes in the past and, you know, different things like that, and you did a lot of things wrong with that. And I had said to Meredith before the call got started, I said, listen, you know, Jessica was obviously to that point in her life, and I sensed it when I spoke to you at first, that you were willing to do anything because you had done so many things, spent a lot of money in bad places, and you have done everything I told you to do. You've fasted. You've intermittent fasted. You diet variation, 5-1-1. I mean, all these things that we talk about on the show, multiple brain phases at this point, which didn't start easy, you know. So anyway, that kind of gives people an idea of where you've come from. But add some more of where you've come from, and then talk about some of that journey. I just made it sound real quick and easy, but it wasn't.
No, it wasn't easy at all. Looking back on it, it feels like there were times when I thought I would never finish, that it would never get anywhere, and it has. So growing up, I was sick. I was always sick. I don't really know if it correlated with vaccinations or getting fillings, but I just remember being really young and
all of it.
I was told I had mono at one point, but it was inconclusive on a blood test, and I had my tonsils removed when I was in fourth grade because they would swell up so big they would close my throat. Just stuff like that all through my life, and then the depression.
And that was, your depression actually was a teenager, right? I mean, you spent, these are my notes, you spent your teenage years living on antidepressants with hormone depression.
I was on everything. I was on Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, probably other stuff. As a young adult, I was on Seroquel, which is a tranquilizer, anything to try to feel normal. I was told I was bipolar. I was told I had seasonal affective disorder. I had one of those big lights. I did everything I was supposed to do. And then becoming a mom at a young age really didn't help. It got worse with each pregnancy. The postpartum depression would get worse, and that's when they discovered, you know, maybe the thyroid link, and they said that was postpartum.
Right.
And it would resolve itself, and I never felt like it did. And I honestly, I just went through years of doctor's visits and follow-up visits to be told I should be on antidepressants.
Let me add one thing to the postpartum depression. You know, we know that lead like this comes out from your bones during pregnancy.
Right.
And lead like this will lead to postpartum depression and other hormone dysfunction. So anyways, just
And it definitely did. Every pregnancy, it was just more and more evident. And it was about 2007, I suppose, that I finally just said enough, I'm done. I had been referred to a doctor and gotten some tranquilizers to help level my moods out. And I did it for a little bit, and I just felt numb to everything, and I thought, I'm done. And that's when I turned to nutrition. I had read that there was a possible link to, like, gluten and thyroid issues. I just knew that there was something happening there, and honestly, that it was just a road that led to here. It started with that, and I had some results. It wasn't perfect, but I had some, and up until about 2010, I saw a lot of good changes, but in 2010, I had that filling drilled out, and that's when everything fell apart again. I was making progress, and I questioned the doctor, the dentist. I questioned it, and he said, it's fine. The ADA says there's no risk. I had no damage. I swallowed most of it. I got sick days later. Really sick.
Same thing happened to me days later.
Yeah. And I had no idea that there was a connection. My eye twitched, my right eye twitched for 6 months straight.
Me too.
And I started getting skin issues, severe. And from 2010 till 2013, it would just become worse and worse. The food allergies would get worse and worse. And then the eczema started, and I actually thought it was impetigo the first time. I got it right here, and it was an open wound on my face. I missed an entire week of work, and it spread, and I didn't know what was causing it, and then I realized it was dairy when it happened a second time, and I was able to put two and two together, but stuff like that was just becoming very common.
Yeah.
So I do have a friend who's a chiropractor who is followed your I guess, teachings for years, and she really suggested that I look into the Mercury connection with that. She really felt that that was causing it, so I did, and it was a long, long process, and I just remember my very first filling that I had taken out, or the first quadrant that I had done. I had to do the vitamin C after, and I remember it took me almost 50,000 is that international units or whatever, yeah, to hit tolerance. Yeah. It was the worst day of my life. It was horrible. But I just knew how sick I was when that happened. And by the last quadrant, I was down to like 9,000 I used. So that's how much healing that had taken place in between when I started and when I stopped. But that was an unbelievable time going through all that. So... And then I eventually found you, and I was able to start to finish the process that I started.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's been incredible. Well, let's bring some life to that process, you know, for people. One of the things that Meredith and I always say is, look, the perfect diet, which you evolved to, won't get you well, but you won't get well without the perfect diet. So you did. You came in with this doing a lot of good things already, just like so, you know, so many of my clients. And however, the missing link was really getting upstream, you know, doing it right. You know, the brain phase is really what transformed your life. I mean, you know, and my goal is always to teach you the process, right? Yeah. So, you know, you don't need me anymore. And you've learned the process. I mean, you know exactly what to do when this happens, when that happens. And, yeah, you know, hey, you know, our body changes and we're always still learning. But, you know, let's talk about some of the dietary things first, and we can then get to the detox, you know, and how you evolved in there. But, you know, you went into ketosis. How was that transition? Because that was something we did early on. So... I think you had just started doing some ketosis. You would watch some of the shows or something, but tell us about that transition.
Well, it was an interesting transition, and I had done, you know, my diet has always been really important to me, so I've always been somebody who has leaned towards low carbohydrate. It's always been a way I felt better, and I had dabbled in the high-fat diet area, so it wasn't that hard of a transition for me, but I never really knew exactly how to do it right. So I did the 5-1-1, and
for new viewers, let's explain that. So something that I write about called diet variation, where, you know, we want to change up the diet seasonally, weekly, and this one's weekly, where we do, you know, 5 days of a ketosis diet. Then we do a feast day where we actually purposely eat more and even try to get more carbohydrates, healthy ones. And then we have a fast day, where we just, you know, fast dinner to dinner. So that's what the 5-1-1 is. So, yeah, you started doing that.
Yep, and that was a big change for me. I'd always been a breakfast eater. Mm-hmm. I was really, even though I knew a lot about diet and everything, I was always told we should have breakfast. And so I really enjoyed breakfast. But I decided, okay, we'll take it out.
And that's the intermittent fasting. So I remember, I think you had started trying to go 16 or 18 hours. I saw it in my notes, and I can't remember now. But anyways, it was probably tough for you at first.
It was. It was really tough for me at first. I struggled. I felt like I just watched the clock all morning and wait for when I got to eat. Right. But it got easier, and I really, really enjoyed my first couple feast days. I would always pick on Saturday to feast. Mm-hmm. Wednesdays were fast till dinner. Saturdays were feasting, and at first I really, really enjoyed them. But then after a while, it kind of felt like a burden because I wasn't all that hungry sometimes. And so I felt like I was always trying to, you know, pack in a little bit more carbs or whatever to make it feel like I feasted. But there were times when it was hard. There were times when it wasn't hard, too.
I totally agree with that, yeah.
Yeah,
so I look back from like days of dieting gone past too, when, you know, the idea of feasting would be so fun, but then to get to the point where your hormones are regulated, you have enough fat where you're satisfied, where feasting can even be a chore. So it's really funny how that can work.
It was a little bit hard at first, but what came of it was that when my blood showed that I was in ketosis and my blood sugar was nice and low, I felt I felt amazing.
Yes.
So there was this really nice payoff. And the funny thing is I sometimes I would get off track. And boy, I could tell, you know, when I'd get off track a little bit in the very beginning, when I was still trying to, like, work it through. I think there was a time when I can't eat almonds. I still can't eat almonds. And I thought, well, I can eat almonds now. And so I introduced those back in. And, you know, I wasn't really aware that I was having so many different reactions. But one of the reactions was my blood sugar would get really, really high. And my ketosis would just go away. So it was just a really interesting way to figure out. It just helped me pay really good attention to what I needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, go ahead.
Were you measuring your blood sugar and your ketones?
Yeah. Yep. I was using.
Was that daily?
Yeah. At first, well, it was daily for a while. I would do it right in the morning, so I would get it fasting, and then before I would eat, I'd usually measure again, and then before dinner. So I would just try to keep tabs on where it would go, and I learned a lot with those little ketone strips.
Yeah, because at first it wasn't working. You know, you had said the right thing. You said finally when your glucose started dropping through the day, your ketones rising, that's when you felt good. Because that's what's supposed to happen. But at first, it wasn't happening that way. You know, your glucose was rising, and ketones weren't. You know, sometimes dropping, not changing. And honestly, I probably have to dig deeper in my notes to figure out exactly what we did. Maybe you can remember. But we did. We kept changing things, and ultimately, your body started doing the right thing. Can you remember? I don't recall, but.
You know, you had told me it just might take a little bit of time, and it did. It just took a little bit of time to see those results. Because for a while, my ketones would go up, but so would my blood sugar.
Yeah, and that's not good.
No, and I could feel that difference. I almost felt hypoglycemic. It was really strange. But when it was right, when the ketones were high and the blood sugar went nice and low, I got into the 60s. And my ketones were almost 2, 3, right up in there. I felt amazing, and so it was a really neat experience. But it taught me how to feel my way through it a little bit too. So I know, you know, how it is to feel right, have my body functioning right.
Dr. Bama, I'm curious. Do you see that often where you usually say, you know, we ideally want, you know, the blood sugar to drop, the ketones to rise, or sometimes the opposite happens with people. But is that common to see the blood sugar and ketones rise?
Yeah, I see it all the time. The ketones will rise, you know, and that's why Jessica would state this. She was in ketosis, and she wasn't losing weight. And really, it's typically because the ketones will go up, but the glucose is going up. So you're not really getting the benefit of the ketones. One of the benefits of ketones is they start to turn off genes, but they have to be used. And when the glucose is rising, you're not using the ketones. Most of them are flushing. Out during the in the urine. So yeah. So once we see the glucose rising, then your body starts to take those ketones and absolutely use them. And it's a phenomena that I see all the time. And it does take time. You know, it took my wife even time. You know, and she wasn't. You know, is it when she started intermittent fasting, she wasn't sick anymore. But it still took her time. Mm-hmm. So I know, you know, thyroid people, hormone resistance anyway. It does take time, and sometimes we do have to make some adjustments where they have to, you know, not fast as long. But, so that's it. Eventually, I'm looking at your numbers now. It started working out, and one of the things, some of the diet variation may have done it, because the numbers from this day and this day after we started the diet variation were, you know, different. So, that's
a couple of months. Jessica, that seemed to take for the ketones and the glucose to start to move in the right direction?
Well, you know, to me it felt like forever, but it really didn't take that long. It was actually, it was probably between one of my visits with Dr. Pompa. I can't remember what month that would have been in, but it felt like it happened between, you know, maybe a month's time, because we go like maybe 4 to 5 weeks or whatever. So it didn't take long. I mean, for all the years that I dealt with all the bad stuff, it really was a very short time for me.
Yeah, no, exactly. Sometimes it takes longer, frankly. So you did some, that's the intermittent fasting where we, you know, where we don't eat breakfast, like you said, and you were going 18 hours. And I don't know, how often do you go now? What's your spread of time?
I can go a long time if I want to. So there are days that I'll grab lunch, and then there are days that I don't eat until I get home from work, which is usually sometimes 3, 4 o'clock. So it kind of depends. I really kind of, I feel like I'm to the point where I know kind of what my body needs.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same.
And, you know, I've been able to increase my workout schedule a little bit and do things that I love. So I also know there are days when I might lift a little heavier or do whatever, and my body just needs a little bit more. But I just kind of feel like I'm really finally in tune, where I followed a lot of the rules in the beginning, and now I feel like I just know how to pay attention to what I want or what I need instead of what I want. Yeah.
Bingo. You know, and with that, you know, it's like you, once people enter into that, their ability to utilize fat for energy, you know, then I say, okay, now trust your instincts, and that's exactly what you're doing. In the beginning, people are always hungry, right? It's like you have to almost fight it. But now there's days where it's like, you know, I'm hungry at 1 o'clock and I eat. And there's days where I go all day and go, holy cow, I didn't even eat, you know. And I, okay, it's a fasting day. And now when you do your 24-hour fast, dinner to dinner, your glucose drops and your ketones rise consistently.
Big time.
What was your weight loss? I mean, what weight loss have you done?
You know, it's funny because my weight loss has been not huge, but I've lost just a ton of inches. And
I can, my gosh, like right now you look like you're fit as can be. So.
Oh, I'm not. Well, I mean, I think the thing is I work out, I changed the way I worked out. I was doing a lot more cardio before, where I do a lot more weightlifting now and some burst training, and I keep the cardio to a minimum. And that just enhanced everything else I was doing.
Yeah.
So that combined with the eating, I know people think I weigh a lot less than what I do. I just haven't lost a lot of weight, but I've gone down a couple sizes. So
Your body's efficiently burning fat now, and as the detox continues, you'll find that your body will gravitate right into its perfect weight. I mean, you're tall too. I mean, so but yeah. You know, it's like, but you'll keep losing inches, but it will happen in plateaus. You know, it'll, and then it'll stop for a while, and then as the detox goes, it'll happen again. It'll happen again. Because ultimately, toxins are still, you know, creating the hormone imbalance. You know, femicrine, Meredith, was something that helped her dramatically because of her hormone. You know, we always say we need crutches oftentimes while we're getting upstream to the cause of why someone has hormone problems. And there's a product called femicrine that I remember it made a difference in your periods. It made a difference, you know.
A huge difference.
I love femicrine too. It's helped me a lot as well. That's an amazing product for any kind of hormone challenges for women, and for men can take it as well, right?
Well, absolutely. And the thing I like about it is you can give it without having to look at a whole hormone panel. If you're giving actual hormones, you know, it's best that you look at a 24-hour hormone. You know, where femicrine is, it's safe. It brings the body into a balance. Well, you know, Jessica, talk a little bit about, you know, you've done several fasts, block fasts, as we call them, four-day fasts. Talk about some of your experiences with that.
Well, fasting in general, I think, is tough in the beginning. But after
a while...
You were
afraid.
Oh, what's that?
I said you were afraid, remember?
Yeah, well, it's scary. But, you know, after a while, it just, I don't know, you just don't think about food. You're not real hungry. I guess the only way I can explain it is that you just start using the energy you have already. You know, it's something I've done just very little of because it is kind of scary for me, but it's something I never thought I would do, so it's something I'll do forever, periodically, of course. So the energy is amazing. My skin looked great. I just felt very balanced, very centered. So it's a lot of in your mind and your body.
Yeah. You know, one thing I always say is with every fast, your body gets healthier. And one of the benefits of intermittent fasting really is we're getting a lot of the benefits from a longer fast, even daily. I mean, Meredith, you sat in one of my seminars where I showed study after study about just what daily fasting does, you know, 18, 24 hours, and how it raises growth hormone and makes the cells more hormone sensitive and, you know, optimizes hormones. And, you know, the studies are there. And it often takes people doing that for, you know, a few years to really, you know, change the way their hormones work with their cells. You know, but every fast you get healthier. Meredith, you always say your skin looks better, right, during fast. Meredith, you know, that's the same thing.
Yeah, it's really interesting. There's such a gut connection with our skin. So when we give our gut a break from digesting, you know, these other, you know, processes can, our body can focus on healing other areas. And the skin-gut-fasting connection has always been really remarkable and evident for me, for sure.
Yeah, and I found sleeping better and it was amazing. After a few days, it was a piece of cake.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, it's like, you go, people think, how could I go without food? But, you know, it's amazing what the healing that occurs, mm-hmm. you know, with fasting and utilizing block fast, intermittent fast, you know, ketosis, you know, diet variation. You know, like I said, you switch the exercise you were doing. You know, there you have it, Meredith. There's a multi-therapeutic approach, right?
Well, it's all ancient healing, too. When we think about it, like, this is what our ancestors did. They didn't sit down three times a day to breakfast, lunch, and dinner and snacks. You know, they ate variably, like you do Dr. Pompa, too, where if you eat at 1 o'clock if you're hungry or 5 o'clock if you're hungry, you know, listening to the body and just assessing ourselves to adapt has such magic. And it's so powerful because it works, and it's how our bodies were designed to function over the thousands of years, you know, that we've been here.
Here's the magic. You see, Jessica, you can tell she's educated. You know, my goal was to teach her this stuff. She's learned it. So therefore, she has power, right? Knowledge is, you know, the power's in the knowledge, right? It's like, you know, people go to doctors today, they get treated. How long is that going to last? Because, you know, it's going to be years. It's not months, right, of detox. It's years and not months of dietary change, fasting, intermittent fasting. So if we're not teaching our clients and patients these things, what good are we doing them? You know, because, again, you know, it's, she doesn't need me, you know, to a certain point. Now she knows. And Jessica, it's just a matter of time. You know, 3 years from now, you're going to be like this completely different person. Yeah, and you have the knowledge, you know, because and the power, therefore, you will continue to do it, and you'll continue to transform. I did. You know, I always say it took 7 years to become healthy than even before I knew I was sick. 7 years, you know. So if we don't empower, you know, our clients and patients with the knowledge, then I feel like you're just, you know, you're wasting people's money. That's the magic. Okay. So talk a little bit about, Jessica, the detox, because it started rough and it's gotten easier and easier and easier. So talk about some of those experiences.
Connected with you, I had already started some of the chelation process. And I don't know, I had mediocre results with it. It was hard. I was taking way too much of certain things, which was really making me detox too fast. So by the time I found Dr. Pompa, I was actually in a really bad place. I felt like there was nothing that was going to help, and it was just really, really bad. And so I found Dr. Pompa. We started doing it right. We slowed it down. We took the dosages much smaller, and it was rough at first. It wasn't perfect. I definitely knew when I was on cycle versus off cycle, but it got better. He adjusted it as we went. He said, okay, this is how you feel, this is how I want you to feel, and we just kind of kept adjusting it. And now that I'm definitely in the brain phase and working through that every time I'm on cycle, I feel pretty amazing. Sometimes I say I even feel a little bit better when I'm on cycle, but I definitely feel amazing afterwards. Every time it gets significantly better. My symptoms get better. So.
Yeah, you said something there that, you know, it takes a while to get there, but you cross over where you actually do feel better on the on-cycles versus the on-cycles. And that's a good place. And some people, like you said, when they come off, they get symptoms. And so many people watching this, that's me. Yeah. But there's you learn the tricks. You learn the little things to do, right? It's like, you know, it's different for everybody. That's why we coach, obviously. You know, it is different for everybody. We can't put the same doses and the same plan together. There's certain rules we don't violate, but it is going to be different for everybody. It's, you know, and that's what you learn, right, Jessica? You're learning that process. You know what to do when.
Right.
Now, how often are you doing brain cycles?
I'm doing them every 7 to 10 days. Depending on how I feel, and I always pay attention to if I'm about to get my period, it's not a great time for me to go on cycle. It kind of makes everything not great, so I pay attention to that, and I'll push it out a little bit longer if I need to, but that's my goal, 7 to 10 days right now.
And that's perfect, and I love the fact that it's not that, you know, that you know that it could be this day, you know, it could be 7, could be 10, and you know, to where you're at now, I'd like people to, you know that I just need to get on cycle. You just know certain things, and you start and go, oh, my God, I feel so much better. Or I need some time, you know. So, yeah, just so proud even to hear you say that because that's exactly the way it needs to be done.
It's such a cool thing about the process, too, and like you were saying before, both of you just tuning into your body when you're knowing with the food, with the exercise, with the fasting, and with the detox as well. It's just really kind of getting to know your body and what's going to work and when. And it is a process that happens over time, but the teaching process and then getting to know yourself, I mean, it's just so priceless because then you have that gift for the rest of your life, that just being so in tune with your body and what it needs.
Yeah. It's the best thing I've ever done for myself, for sure, and my family.
Yeah,
for your health and then for those who you love and then to be able to share this information with others as well. It's so empowering. And Dr. Pompa, you teach people to fish, and I think that that's just the coolest thing.
Yeah, no, that's the goal. Yeah, you know, just God has, God gives it purposes in it. How has it changed you? I mean, looking back, I know that in my version, I would never have given it up because I would, you know, become the person God wants me to be. You know, how has that changed you? Who are you today because of it?
You cut out just a little bit. How is what?
Yeah, how has your life changed because of it? Meaning that through my pain, I have greater purpose. I became, through it, what I needed, God needed me to be. How has it changed you for the better?
Well, first of all, I feel like I'm a much better parent. I don't feel so out of myself, moody. I don't know if there's a better word for it, but things are rough. So, number one, I feel like I'm a much better parent. I'm definitely a better wife. I have much more energy. I don't feel like I just want to stay home all the time. I feel like because I felt like that for a long time, that I just didn't want to go anywhere or do anything. I guess that was probably depression or feeling, you know, different. So those things have definitely changed. I have much more energy. I'm much more purpose-driven in my job, in my friendship. I feel like there's a bigger purpose for me. People ask me how I've done it. I talk about what I do, why I do it, and I'm not scared to share because I'm living proof that those changes in your life are worth more than anything else. It's worth more than anything you could buy or anything like that. So I feel like this is such a gift for me that I can just continue to share and point people in the right direction, and if they listen, that's great. And if they don't, I shared. So right. I just feel like I can share now.
What else? Did God teach you anything else in it? Did he teach you anything about you? You know, that say, man, thank God I went through that because God needed me to learn this.
Yeah. I learned how to be patient, which is not something that is a virtue for me. I'm a very impatient person, and I felt like God just kept saying, not yet, not yet, not yet. Okay, now it's time. And it taught me not to give up. It taught me to be patient with myself and forgiving of myself, and it gave me a whole lot more confidence in my life. In the right way, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, God's taken a lot of teaching moments in this.
God, it's funny, but, you know, he allows things in our life because he loves us that much. And he allows us to walk through things because he needs us to learn. He needs us to learn something, you know. And let me tell you something. I look back all the time and I think, oh, my gosh, thank God. You know, thank God he can answer my prayers to hear me like that. That's for sure. You know, because like I wouldn't have been alive even to keep digging, you know, for the solutions. And, you know, we've been able to affect thousands of millions of other people. And you'll continue, Jessica, to see what God, you know, did in it. I'm telling you, it's remarkable.
So, I hope so. It's definitely been for a reason.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, listen, thank you so much. And Meredith and I, Meredith, we'll stay on and just, you know, a few closing comments. And, Jessica, thank you so much. And when you hang up, we'll still be here. But thank you so much. You know, I promise you this. God used you today to reach people, to give people hope. And without hope, there's an end. You know, there's no healing. And I transformed people today. Trust me. So, you know, that's how we glorify him. So thank you.
Thank you, guys.
No, thank you, Jessica, so much. It's so powerful to share, to be able to be vulnerable and to put yourself out there, because we give so much hope when we share what's really on our heart and what God brings us through, because there is there's so many blessings that come from our burdens. So yeah. Thanks for being a blessing to us today and to so many who watched.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. So Meredith, we'll stay connected here.
So what do you think? What are your closing comments with Jessica and her story and moving forward? What can our viewers learn from this?
Yeah, you saw it, right? It's a multi-therapeutic approach. Because when she, just like so many people, she had already changed her diet, right? But she still wasn't well. She was already doing detox, but she still wasn't well. You know, so, you know, what was the change, right? It was doing a multi-therapy approach. I taught her ancient healing methods, the intermittent fasting, that variation. It changed. It made a massive change. But, you know, bringing her to the detox, doing it right, which she had educated herself. She was doing it better than most, you know, but it was just things, you know, she just didn't understand some of the nuances, you know, that we learn over the years. And getting her to the deeper level, you know, but putting it all together, it was really the magic for her. It is a multi-therapeutic approach, and it's learning it. You know, she wasn't afraid to learn it. She wasn't afraid, you know, to do everything, you know, that I told her to do. And, you know, that's why she got well. I mean, that's why she is who she is today.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much power in the multi-therapeutic approach, and just always bringing it back to that, and that foundation is so key. I was just talking with a man on the phone, you know, right before we got on this call, and he's done so many different detoxes over the years. And then he was talking to me about, you know, the True Cellular Detox program, about the Cyto Detox product, how it's different. And I explained to him, you know, about the products and the program and why it's so special, but also just within the context of the multi-therapeutic approach, that you have to do it all if you want to get major results in your health. That yes, the detox piece is key, along with, you know, diet and, you know, fasting and all these different things. But the magic is in the synergy, and it's not an answer that everybody wants to hear, because it's not a pill and it's not a supplement and it's not an easy short-term solution.
It's not, and, you know, and people learn, like you saw how she learned to check her glucose and ketones and, you know, see what's right. And I remember Jessica was doing coffee, right, and doing it the right way, right, putting the fats in. Well, it was killing her. I stopped the coffee. I think the coffee was doing me in, you know, and of course, looking at glucose levels after you do these things, for a client this morning, you know, her glucose was shooting up majorly after her latte. And, you know, it's like, okay, you know, it's like, it was a healthy latte. It was the way she was doing it with the fat, but it wasn't doing her any good at that point. And that doesn't mean that she won't forever be able to do that. You know, I told her to try tea, but for her at that moment, it was causing her, you know, to break her intermittent fast, and she wasn't getting the results. And, you know, just like Jessica, you know, she had some of those little things that she was doing that we, you know, had to change, you know, but it really is amazing, you know, and it does take time. That was the other thing that I was glad she said, you know, it takes time. I've done this long enough to know that some people can only intermittent fast 12, 13 hours. Otherwise they start getting, you know, irritable. They get super energy low. Their glucose shoots up, you know, and, you know, we have to start somewhere, but eventually they can get to 15 hours, 16 hours, 18 hours. And it really is just about how efficient their cells become through the healing process. You know, because I believe if you're healthy, you know, you're able, you should be able to go without food and your body does the right thing. And we just have to, everyone's different, you know, everyone's different. So, you know, we've learned these different strategies to figure out who people are. You know, we talk a lot about a high fat diet and ketosis, but everybody's different. Some people can't process the fat the same. Sometimes we need to move people into ketosis with higher protein, even though higher protein is not good. But at that moment, you're just not able to do it otherwise.
Yep. Oh, I'm so sorry. I've got a Google Voice call coming in. Oh, gosh. All right. I'm out of that. I agree with you so much there, too. And this is where, with the troubleshooting, this is where the coaching comes into play as well. Because there's so many different strategies that you've learned over the years that, you know, people may be trying the high-fat diet and it's not working, so they just want to give up. Yeah. But with a coach who has the insight and the wisdom to direct them in using some of their strategies and the variation technique, that's where, you know, people can really get results and not give up either when they have a coach who can really direct them in the right way.
Yeah, I mean, look, yeah, that's why my passion is now, you know, coaching. You know, we have doctors trained around the country. You know, we're doing that more and more. That's the vision. You know, you get enough doctors doing this. Even for what we know right now, you know, and we're going to be able to change more lives. You know, I know this, you know, through not just through my pain became the purpose, but, you know, so many people on our team, right? I mean, how many of them, you know, including you, have a story of their own, you know? And so, you know, God is answering the prayers of those crying out, no doubt about it, no doubt about it, you know, but it has to be done by educating more and more, you know, doctors, practitioners. You know, these things that we know work, you know, these things that we know have changed our lives and obviously changing, you know, thousands of others. And, you know, honored in that process, you know, I just always honored, just like I said, that, you know, to serve him and serving this way. So,
yeah. Amen. It's such a blessing to be brought through this pain in a lot of ways, because God uses it for good. And not only does he help us heal ourselves, but then to spread this message to others and just to give a message of hope, which I think has so much power in and of itself when people just have lost it all and are so down in the trenches and have tried everything and have depleted their bank accounts. And, you know, their hearts are just broken from all of these challenges, but to give hope and answers and real solutions, it's really a blessing to be a part of it.
You know, I never say we have all the answers. You know, I don't know that, I don't think anyone does. You know, I mean, you know, we bring experts on here to validate our points. We bring experts on here, and I always learn something myself, right? I mean, it's like, you know, but what we learn, we put in a structure, in the structure of a multi-therapeutic approach, right? I mean, you know, it really is. You know, we're always learning the five R's. I always say that this is what we need to do to fix a cell to get well. However, we're always developing new tools for every one of those R's. You know, it's like I'm reading study after study right now, you know, that applies to so many of the R's. You know, it's like, and I'm just always amazed, you know, what he brings me, because I do ask him, trust me, else I would be nobody. you know, if it wasn't for what he gives me, that's for sure. So I'm just a nobody trying to bring the information. That's it, from him. Answer to your prayers, hopefully. So, Meredith, and you helped me do that, so thank you as well.
Oh, well, we're all just humble servants, and we're blessed to be on this mission. So it's such a blessing, and I'm so blessed by you, and I know this show and this information is just a blessing to a lot of people out there. So we're just excited to serve and excited for all of you who are listening, and hope that that you get, you know, a lot out of this and can help and spread this message with us, because it takes an army for sure.
That's true. What's our next show? Launch us off that way.
When is it?
What is our next show? Do you know?
Well, on the schedule, as long as things go as planned, which, you know, sometimes things come up, but our next show is actually going to be on parasite protocols. With Dr. Todd Watts, one of the doctors you coaches, he is an expert in parasite removal. So we're going to delve very deeply into that specific topic that we've broached on Cellular Healing TV in the past, but haven't delved in too deeply on that. So that's going to be a really fun topic.
Absolutely, because I had parasites when I was sick. The immune system gets down, and then we harvest these infections, right? And in infections, it's an upstream source. So can't wait for that show. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thanks for everything, Dr. Pompa. Jessica, you were amazing on the show today. Thanks for sharing your story. And everyone, thanks for watching. We love you. Hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Yep. Thanks.